Hi everybody, and welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2115. So the last few days I've been talking about some things that I am just seeing a lot of in my community and hearing on the news and so forth about the state of people's mental health and that kind of stuff. And that it's kind of a bit of a dampener on things. So today, for me, I am out having a bit of a walk after having a really busy morning with clients. And I thought, I'm going to get my steps in before lunchtime here today, because I've got a busy day that I think I want to do at home and everything, because it's Saturday here today. And if I don't do it now, there's a chance that with the busyness of the week that has been, that I won't do it. I didn't want to fall into that trap. So that's how I'm out doing it right now. And I think one of the keys, again, having a conversation with a couple of people this morning about observations that they've had about some people in their life, from young kids through to adults, that aren't in that good space, and how do we change that? And I think what we need to learn to do is, if you think about all of the problems, if we just call them that, challenges, that you have in your life right now, they will have a first name and a last name. Meaning that all your problems, what it comes down to, is a human, another person in your life that is causing the challenge for you, whether it be your intimate partner, whether it be children, whether it be family members, whether it be work colleagues, whether it be like staff that work for you, or whether it be your superiors or business partners or investment partners, they will all relate something around that which has a first name and a last name. And if you, and it could be friendships and family and all that kind of stuff as well, because they can be often the worst. So what we need to learn to do is to understand why it is that we feel a certain way. Because if we can understand that, then you can take some corrective action. Usually what happens is that people just continue doing the same thing over and over and over. Let's just say, for instance, that you have a toxic work environment. People tend to keep working in that toxic environment. Why? Because it's easier to stay there and just keep earning the money and not worrying about, you know, other stuff. And you don't rock the boat. You just keep doing it. It's the same with the relationship. It's easier to stay in the relationship and distract yourself by doing other things rather than having the really tough conversation and taking corrective action. And this is very true in families and all types of relationships. So I think if you can start to understand why you're getting a certain feeling, why are you feeling anxious? Why are you feeling stressed? Why are you feeling hurt? A part of it is also about your own resilience and how you build that. And part of it is you're hanging out with the wrong people. And so I think when you have more understanding of how you think, how you operate, what's important to you, then you can start to make some better decisions about where you are spending your time. You've heard me talk about it many times before, about the toxic people. You need to remove the toxic / negative people from your life, because it drains you unnecessarily, and you're never going to reach your full potential while you have that in your life. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the toxic people in your lives can be family, and it can be harder to get those out of your life, but you can certainly spend less time with those people. And they might not like it, they may not understand it, but if you are listening to this and you're wanting to grow and be the best version of you, then you'll have probably understood by now, you certainly will as the older you get, that most people don't want to do that. Most people don't want to change. They don't want you to change, because if you change, then maybe you'll be better than them. They'd rather you just not change, because therefore it would mean that in their mind there's a chance that they'll still be better than you, and they don't have to do any work to achieve that. And that sounds really sad when you say it out loud like that, but unfortunately that is the reality of what humans think like. So I think when you come to feeling in that space of, this doesn't feel right. To me, I feel it in my tummy. It's like, oh, yeah, that's not sitting really well with me. Now, I know myself really well now to know that, all right, this might seem like a good person to hang out with, but the reality is it's not good for me. So I'll choose not to spend that time there. It doesn't mean that I'm rude or unprofessional or anything like that. It just means that I will not choose to spend time there. And so that means I'm not reaching out. I'm not doing those sorts of things. And that is okay because it's my life. I live life on my terms. I'm very clear about what I want in life, who I want around me in my life. And therefore, I know where to spend my energy. And that is completely fine. But most people don't have a clear picture for that and keep doing the same things over and over. So I think once you start to understand yourself really, really well, there comes a point where you've just got to make some decisions and say, oh, okay, that's feeling uncomfortable because let's just say that it's a friendship and you, when you first connect, everything can be usually pretty good. And you think, oh yeah, this person's got similar values and beliefs and everything to me. But then it's only over time when people can say one thing but do something else. And so it's like it's watching them in action. So for instance, I mentioned this yesterday on, no, it was this podcast or the Mental Toughness and Body Show, whereas you can tell a lot from people as to how they treat people around them. And a great example is service staff. If you go out to a cafe or restaurant or whatever and you see how the people that you are with talk to and treat the people that are serving them. So for me, if people are rude to the servers and being unkind, then to me that's immediate, do you know what? I'm not going to spend a lot of time with you because that's just, it's rude, it's unnecessary, and it tells me a lot about that person, even though they could be having a really great conversation with you and saying, oh wow, this is a really loving, kind person. As soon as somebody is rude and inappropriate to a server, I'm like, okay, you're not my person. You're not somebody I'm going to spend time with. And that might sound harsh, but that's just the way that I believe that we should be treating people, and that is with kindness and humility. And it probably tells me more about you than it does them. So that's a little test for you. Anyway, I think the more the time that passes, you have that opportunity to see people in action, if you like, and you watch what they do. Don't just listen to what they say. That's one thing. But the actions speak louder than words. You've heard that before. So you watch what people do, not what they say, because people will always portray themselves as being fantastic and amazing and perhaps exactly like you are. And you think, oh, well, that's really attractive, or yeah, that's the sort of person that I want to hang out with. But it's only over time when you say, oh, that person's showing up in an inconsistent way than I would, an inconsistent way with what they're saying. And that's a bit of a turn off in terms of the energy that I want in my life. And that's okay. I think the more experiences you have with other people, then the more you are able to see these things. So I can do it really fast now. And I think the danger is when you're a child, and this is how the context of this conversation came up this morning, like, sure, everybody wants to belong to something. And when you're children, you're just wanting to belong to other people and have friends and so forth. It doesn't, because they don't have the benefit of years of wisdom, just being with somebody else as a friend can seem really good. And then if there's a disconnect there for some reason, or there's a third person that comes on the scene, it's like, oh, well, actually, I like this person better. I'm going to spend more time with them. The reality may be that, yeah, this person is not a good person for you, but the hurt that you can feel as a result of them choosing to spend time with someone else can be really hard for a young person trying to understand that. But as we know as adults, the reality is that people treating you poorly and doing that even as a child is not the type of energy that you want in your life. But when you're a child trying to work all this out, it hurts. It can even hurt as an adult, really, but you're more equipped with resilience and coping mechanisms when you're older. So I think the message here is the wiser that you become in understanding why you think the way that you do and why you process information the way that you do, what you like and all of those types of things, is really important because it helps you understand you better. And I've always been treated as a bit of an outcast. I'm very different to most people. I live my life differently to most. I focus on success where most people don't. I focus on my health and wellness where most people don't. Yes, I do it 7 days a week. Yes, I'm a little obsessed with it. But it also helps me live this amazing life that I absolutely love. But other people would look at it and say, how can you live like that? And yet, most people want the results that I get, not just for me, but for others as well. But it's easy to criticize from the sidelines. And if I relate that back to when I was, I'd say 10, 11, 12, I kind of very similar, very, very different. I was playing the bagpipes, so I was very different to most other people. I liked things that other people didn't like. I wasn't great at the things that most people did like and do. And as I was growing up and going through that, that was very, very hard for me as a child. And I felt like I didn't belong and that I was a very different. And, you know, I was bullied as well. And that now on reflection is similar to now. And yeah, I mean, there can be haters and stuff out there. I've got a few of them. But now I have the mental toughness and resilience to be able to cope with any of that stuff, and it doesn't mean anything to me anymore because that's normally on somebody else rather than me. And if you just think that other people's opinions is none of your business, then it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. That's just them. And then as you find that you're around that more positive energy, then, look, life just feels so much lighter and better than it did before. So it's kind of like you spend your whole life trying to filter out the rubbish from your life so that you can achieve the things that you want to with the people that you want to. And if you think that that's going to be a massive circle of friends like perhaps your Facebook feed might show you, then you're wrong. If you can have one really great friend, which the way that I live my life is, I'm single, but I believe that your intimate partner should be the one person that you share everything with and over time, and because you're building the rest of your life with that person. I think that's important, and that having that 100% vulnerability with that one person. But I also believe along with that there are things that you should only share with your intimate partner and no one else. And that's the way that I live. And then you're going to have maybe one or two other people in your life that are perhaps in your inner circle. It would be absolutely no more than five, I would say. And if you've got that in your life, then you are set. Like, that's amazing. That's an amazing outcome for you to have that. And then perhaps over time you realize that, well, actually this person probably shouldn't be in my inner circle because most people are loyal to an opportunity for them to be better or to progress rather than in loyalty even for perhaps the friend. And that's unfortunate, but it's also happening for a reason to tell you that, all right, well, that's okay to let that person go because clearly we don't align our values and beliefs on every aspect of what's great here. Wait for that truck to go past. It's So yeah, it's all just part of life's beautiful journey that we have. But I absolutely, you get a handle on why you think the way that you do and why certain people fit into your life and others don't. You get a strong handle on that, and I guarantee you, you'll start to be able to feel so much better about your success journey in life. Like, absolutely. So that's my thought for the day. I want to continue my walk here. I'm walking along a busy road right now. Gorgeous day here today. I'll see you tomorrow.